You're listening to Roundtable. It's me, He Yang, with Brian and Luo Yu here in the studio. Now we talk about this World Health Organization report that's caught a lot of people's attention these days. It basically says that eating processed meat, such as sausages, bacon, and ham, can cause cancer, and eating red meat, so that's basically meat from mammals, and it's usually in the color of red, but after you cook it, like pork, it could turn white, but that's still considered as red meat in this discussion, and it can cause cancer too. So do we need to make some changes to our eating habits? 世界卫生组织下属的国际癌症研究机构的最新评估报告将食用红色肉类和加工肉类分别列为较可能致癌和致癌级别。一时间，肉类致癌的说法被传得沸沸扬扬，无肉不欢的吃货们需要在自己的饮食习惯上做一些改变吗？First of all, I think we need to clear the air. Really, is it true that these red meat and processed meat can cause cancer?
Yes, and if you've ever had... And if you've ever had any red meat whatsoever, you are going to get cancer and die.
Okay.
That's not true. You will die.
Important things have to be said three times.
Yes. I'll actually explain what the truth is.
Okay.
What they've said is processed meats, which I'll define in a moment, are cancer causing, which doesn't mean that you're going to get cancer if you have them, but they do contribute to cancer. They are sure about that. Red meats, they think they probably cause cancer, but they're not sure. Now, processed meats, first of all, as He Yang said, sausage, bacon, ham, also things like hot dogs and beef jerky. Basically, any meat that it's not like you've killed the animal and then you've just cooked it. If you've done something to it, you know, special, like you've added salt, you've cured it, or you've smoked it, or added other preservatives, that is processed meat. Red meat, as He Yang said, is pretty much animals. So your beef, your pork, your lamb, and whatever mammals you eat, which who knows. But anyway, so they're saying again that processed meats do cause cancer. They increase your likelihood of getting cancer. Not that you will, but they increase it. Where red meat, it's probable, but they're not certain yet.
Right, according to the statement, each 50-gram portion of processed meat eaten daily increases the risk of bowel cancer by 18%. So definitely, it's a hazardous situation. You really have to be careful. I think a lot of Chinese people do have the tradition of eating smoked fish. When I was back in college in Wuhan, the local people, Hubei people, have nurtured a habit that has been passed down from one generation to another for thousands of years. Every winter time, they will smoke the fish and pork and make them into very salty versions, and then you eat them during the winter. And I think, according to the report by WHO, definitely it's not healthy.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is true. It's not just a Chinese thing. For a lot of traditional cultures, smoked or otherwise cured meats have been around for a long time. One of the reasons being that lasts a long time. Like, imagine, say, a couple hundred years ago, before refrigerators were even thought of,
right.
You know, you killed an animal and you wanted the meat to last. Well, if you didn't do something to it, it would go bad pretty quickly. So it was either eat it, let it go to waste, or maybe salt it, maybe smoke it or something else like that. So in many traditional cultures, this is just what you did, because you did this and your food might last, instead of for a day or a couple days, it might last weeks or longer as a result. So it's an important part of a lot of people's cultures, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily a good thing.
Not necessarily a good thing, but it tastes so good, because I remember a good friend of mine who's from Guangdong, and they have these amazing preserved sausages.
Sausages.
And they come in this gorgeous red color, and it's really easy to cook. You basically just put them on top of the rice in the rice cooker and cook it with the rice, and after an hour, oh man, the rice is all like greasy and shiny, and then the sausage itself is softened, and oh, when that's on your palate, it's like, okay, it's just my personal view. I think I'm happy to say bye-bye to everyone and go to the other world. That is how amazing that is.
You're willing to do that just for a couple pieces of processed meat? I mean, think about it. There are so many great foods in the world. Processed meats, okay, might be good. Red meat might be good. But there are so many other options. Why throw it all away for just this, you know, quick and easy bit of glory for a few seconds there?
Well, I am a food lover. And for me, at that moment, I'm happy to just say bye-bye, you know. Of course, if you want me to choose, oh, there's like these hamburgers, steaks, and my mom's homemade braised pork. They are so good. These are all amazing dishes and all red meat dishes. I just realized that I would not want to give up. But for that moment, it's like, I'm happy. This is done. I'm satisfied. So, okay, I think my view represents a lot of younger people, maybe, who live in the city. And also in rural areas, we love meat. And when you see the general figure published, I think, by our food authorities earlier this year that showed that Chinese people, on average, is just consuming more red meat. And that is a path that we've set our foot on, and there's no ending to it. And then this report comes out. So what should we do?
Well, I think it's interesting on that note, because traditionally, I think Chinese people ate a lot less meat than they did now. A lot of that has to do with the amount of money you have. You know, when people's incomes rise, they can afford better stuff. But I think traditionally meat was not a delicacy, but it was more of a special thing. Like, okay, you have this, and then that's a big deal, because normally, you know, we can't afford it. And now that people have money to afford it, they're kind of going overboard. So if you stuck to the traditional Chinese diet of a certain amount of processed meat and a certain small amount of red meat, that's probably pretty healthy. That probably works to a certain extent. But if you're living now where you can just, this kind of instant gratification, you know, you want your good, tasty stuff and you don't care what it is and you want it now, well, you can do that, but you're going to suffer the consequences most likely. It may not be cancer that you get, but you may be happier at this moment, but your overall quality of life may not be quite as good.
I feel you're just talking to me. You're just targeting me, it feels. Or maybe I'm just imagining things, because I would kill for a beef hamburger right now.
But see, you do. You're an animal killer anyway.
Here
that I, unlike I think the other people in the studio, I'm the only person who tries not to eat meat. I'm essentially a vegetarian.
Oh, you're a vegetarian.
Right. So I should put my cards out on the table here. But even if you do want to eat meat, there are other options. If you eat, for example, white meat like poultry, you know, your chicken, your turkey, other birds, you eat fish or seafood.
Fish is great too.
See, and that's the thing. There are plenty of great foods out there that do not cause cancer, or that probably do not cause cancer as well. So you don't need to limit yourself to these things that are potentially cancer-causing, or they do cause cancer and are otherwise unhealthy.
Well, I'm just pondering how these reports made by WHO will, you know, make an effect to the processing food industry there. Because I think a lot of Chinese meat processors are already very angry at this report. You know, because Chinese people, we have renowned food. For example, we have Jinhua Ham. And those companies like Shuanghui and Chengdu are making these meat, make them into canned meat or, you know, beef jerkies, whatever. Mm-hmm. So what do they feel then?
Do we care?
I think it's interesting. As our reports has told us, Chinese meat processors are angry. They're not happy to hear this. As you mentioned, Shuanghui there, we had them saying the report was deeply regrettable. And the report, though claiming to be published for human health, is in fact inhumane. Well, strong words there, but I mean, think about where this is coming from. These are the people who are in this industry. If there are reports like this, they stand to lose their profit, which is their reason for existence. So, of course, they're going to be unhappy there.
Yeah, no wonder. Vested interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Crying out loud right there. And it's not just the Chinese associations, I don't know, regarding all kinds of meat sausages. And those kind of associations are jumping up and, you know, having an outcry. There's, I think it's called the North American Association of Meat or Meat Association. Anyway, not sounding very fancy, but very powerful lobby group jumped out too and saying, what kind of irresponsible report that is. And I'm sure there were lots of adjectives like inhumane being thrown out there. But, I mean, just think about these people. Their livelihoods depend on people eating more meat. Of course, they're not going to be happy about this. And then with that in mind, I'm actually a little bit more inclined to believe in what WHO says, because at least it's a neutral organization, independent from any of those money-giving associations, whatever you call them, and, you know, they're independent in position, and I'm a little bit more inclined to know more about what they have to say. Of course, we need to see whether the research has enough value in it, though.
Well, from my perspective, I think I'm more curious about the correlation between the red meat and the possibility of getting the cancer. For processed meat, you know, because I don't eat much of it, like bacon or beef jelly, you know, canned meat, I don't eat much of them. But red meat, it seems that all the Chinese people, not all the Chinese people, I think the people across the world are eating red meat every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, according to report, there are positive associations between red meat and the development of pancreatic or advanced prostate cancer, but the correlation mm-hmm. is still not that clear. So I think these sort of analysis made by WHO is a little bit premature.
Well, what they've done is they've said that processed meats definitely cause cancer.
Right.
They're carcinogenic. There's certain chemicals that come there, like in tobacco or asbestos, not as serious, but it definitely does. They think, as you said, they think there might be a link there. They've noticed a correlation, which is not causation. It means that it's there's something there, but they're not sure that this is why it's happening. And so they think it probably is, but they're not ready to say it definitely is. But I would say, though, you know, even if we're not certain that red meat causes cancer, it's not good for your health. It's not good for your heart, rather. There have been studies that have shown that because it's there's so much fat in there, and there's these saturated fats which build up, and those have been declared to be not really good for you at all. Whereas if you look at other types of meats, for example, you know, birds or fish that have so many more muscles because they need to move around more, they have less of that unhealthy sorts of fat, less of that, and they have more of the lean meat, which is said to be a lot better for you.
Well, I won't give up the habit of eating red meat until I get enough information about the correlation between getting the cancer and the red meat. Because I was born in a Muslim area, it's not possible for me to not to eat shish kebab, roast mutton, for example.